You are listening to the Zen Nova Scotia podcast with talks by Cone Franz. These talks are made possible in part by generous donations from our listeners. To find out how to support and take part in our community, visit zennovascotia.com.
We've been talking about the Eightfold Path, and going a little out of order, we started with the category of moral virtue, which included right speech, right action, and right livelihood. And that takes us to what's technically number 6, but the beginning of the second category of meditation. This category is made up of right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. And I don't want to get too stuck on drawing clear lines around each of these, right? Talking about right effort is relevant to how we talk about right concentration or how we talk about right mindfulness, and for that matter, how we talk about all of it. They all overlap. But we can try to kind of get a sense. There's a part of me that every time I see right effort feels a little weird, because I feel that I'm always telling people not to make this an effortful practice. Right? There's not a thing that you're trying to do exactly in the sense of having a start point and an end point. Right? You're not trying to, you know, push yourself over that finish line. It's not effort in that sense. So it's helpful for me to remember that sometimes we talk about right effort as right vigilance, which for me is perhaps closer to my understanding of what this is. When we sit, to begin with sitting, we take up this posture, and we breathe, and the sound of the bell fades away. And after a while, we drift to whatever it is, right? There's a magnetic something for each of us. Sometimes the magnetic thing is the most predictable thing because it's the one you always go back to. Sometimes it's something new. Every once in a while, you manage to mix it up. But in any case, there's a kind of opening in which we sit and we're spacious and anything is possible. And then there's something in us that starts to contract around something, an idea or a hope or a regret or a story. And that is the path of least resistance, right? That's the easy thing. We like the easy thing. And so we follow it. And at some point in that process of following, maybe after 5 seconds or maybe after 5 minutes, we notice what we've done. And in that remembering, there's a coming back. Right? Oh, I got stuck. And so we return. In that return is the vigilance. There's an underlying determination within this practice to not just, you know, we don't try to set up a particular object of mind, but we also don't sit down and say, well, however it goes today. There's a choice to have this posture. There's a choice to bring a certain level of energy to what we're doing when we sit. And part of that energy is simply around not losing what we're doing, as simple as it is. So if your posture starts to collapse, you bring it back. If your hands fall apart, you bring them back. And if your mind drifts, you bring it back. You notice and you bring it back. That noticing is so critical, because it's not something that we are necessarily good at the start. There have been times when I have sat in retreats, for example, especially at the beginning, when, you know, one period felt like hours. Everyone has this experience, I think, of sitting and thinking, my God, this will never end. But if you've done this for a while, you probably also have the other experience of becoming so enamored with your own thoughts that when the bell rings, it's truly jarring. Because you were truly absent from this place at the moment that you heard the bell. And there's kind of a, whoa, look at where I am. That's the beginning of it. That's the reference point. But it also speaks to every moment of our lives. Right? Again, it's not that this practice says you have to look just like this, or you have to move just like this, or you have to speak just like this. But somewhere in this practice, there's a decision that has been made, which we usually frame as vow. There's a choice that you're going to be attentive and aware, and that you're going to bring, again, a certain kind of energy to right now. We don't need to say what that energy is, and we don't even need to say that it's fixed. But there's a posture, not just a physical posture, but a kind of stance that we bring and that we explore. And we notice, we learn to notice when we're letting it go. We start to have a sense of what it feels like to be holding ourselves in a kind of alive, awake way. And that allows us to notice what it feels like when we're not. And then we can come back. That's also vigilance. And then there's something more subtle underneath that, I think, which is maybe a little further on, we start to develop a kind of, what's the word? A sensitivity to the moments when we're making choices. And we see in a conversation, for example, that could go this way, which is a way in which we let ourselves go a little bit for the sake of feeling the power of the emotion behind it, right? Or it could go this way, where we hold a little bit closer to that posture. Most times we don't see ourselves making the choice. We look back later and we realize, I didn't have to go that way. But with time, I think we develop a little bit of a sensitivity and we start to notice in the moment that it's happening, this is the choice I'm making right now. That's also vigilance. That's also effort. It's I get a little stuck in my head because it's effort, but it's also the effort of making an effort. It's like there's another layer. It assumes an effort that's there in a sense. And then it acknowledges that making that effort requires its own energy. And that's something that we choose, and then it's something that we drop. It's in all the times that we try to convince ourselves of something it's in the moments when we allow ourselves to play a game with our own minds. The one in my mind being when the alarm goes off and you negotiate it as if maybe today you don't have to get up. You have to get up, right? There's a delight in a sense in letting yourself play the game of maybe just this once I can drop it. Right. Maybe just this once I don't have to step up. Maybe just this once I don't have to do what's in front of me. But you do. That's no easy thing. That to me is the feeling around this, around effort, around vigilance. But I think there's a larger question, and I'll throw it out, about first, how do you cultivate it? In a sense, it's almost like it comes from nothing. And two, how do you hold that without going the next step of being hard on yourself when you fail? Right? How do you hold this without making it a test where you get to go to bed at night and decide, oh, today I got an A, or, oh, today I got a C minus in right effort? Not easy.
For more information about Zen, our practice, and how you can support and take part in our community, please visit zennovascotia.com.